Hey friends, whether you're running SAP, a banking solution, or a gaming service, a simple blip or a pause in your VM's host can cause unintended consequences for your VMs. Now, Azure offers maintenance control for up to 35 days on platform updates that don't require a reboot to give you control over when these updates happen. Shantanu is here to show me how it works today on Azure Friday. Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Shantanu. I have a confession that I have a couple of not cloud-native things. They're just running in virtual machines out there in the world. I think that maybe there's more people that run their things in a single virtual machine than we realize.
That is correct. A lot of financial companies, as well as gaming, and SAP workloads, they are running on Azure virtual machines.
Yeah, Azure virtual machines. You might have one, you might have 100. Yeah. Whether you decide to go and have your systems spread all their traffic across all of these, a blip, 8 seconds, 10 seconds, a minute, it can really change the way the application works and feels, and sometimes it's not acceptable.
Yes. I would say the majority of the workloads, VM workloads, they are designed in such a way that they are not really impacted by these types of updates. Mm-hmm. But there are definitely some ultra-sensitive workloads where even a blip or pause of like few seconds can cause outage on the customer end. So this experience I'm talking about is designed towards those ultra-sensitive workloads.
So how do I know if I have that workload? I suspect my blog is not that workload.
It may not be. I mean, it has to be really tested, I would say, on what's the tolerance level for each of these workloads. What we have seen is some of the lift and shift workloads, some of the SAP workloads, as well as the gaming workloads, where you are depending on the availability of a single virtual machine, do get impacted.
Right, so you don't want the game to pause, and 8 seconds is an eternity if you're playing a game.
That is correct.
If you're transferring money or doing something important, you can't have that pause. Yeah. But even if it's only a few seconds or a few minutes, when these pauses happen, what is happening? Why is it paused? I'm taking an update and something's paused.
So most of the Azure updates, the platform updates mean, they are zero impact to the hosted virtual machine. However, we have very few of those updates which do cause pause or blip or disconnect of up to a few seconds. So what happens is when the host machine is updated, the VM is either preserved in the memory or it feels like a disconnect for a few seconds.
Okay, so let me think about this. Mm-hmm. This is my laptop. Mm-hmm. I've got Hyper-V on it. Mm-hmm. We'll pretend that this is Azure. Mm-hmm. I'm running five or six virtual machines. Mm-hmm. If I actually reboot the host, that's going to be huge downtime.
That's correct.
If I take a little bit of an update that maybe updates Hyper-V itself, I could have a moment where the network blips or I could pause the VM, take the update, and resume the VM. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes. So most of the Azure updates, they don't require any reboot of the host machine. So our update mechanism has evolved over the years. So most of our updates are these reboot, what we call rebootless updates.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. And these updates, you said that they're not very often.
So right now we are seeing a frequency of about once a month at least for these rebootless updates. But the one which will cause a reboot, they are rare. Right now, actually, we have hardware decommission as one where we have to reboot. But there is no like fleet-wide rebootful types of updates.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I've heard you've called them rebootless updates. But it's updates that do not require a reboot.
For the virtual machine.
Okay, and then I just want to know really when it happens, because I can find 8 seconds, I can find a few minutes here and there. I just need to know when, so I want control. This really is about putting control in the hands of the customer.
That's correct. So it's basically, as a customer, you decide when you want to update your virtual machine in your maintenance window, within the window that we are providing, which is 35 days.
Okay, and that 35-day window is an update needs to happen, and we're going to start a clock.
That's correct.
And then you have this whole time to find a moment, just a moment, to take the update. You control it. And if it expires, then we force the update at 35 days.
That is correct. If it expires, we force the update, but we still respect the availability constraints, meaning we do it fault domain by fault domain. Another interesting thing, Scott, is that whenever you try to, whenever you initiate the update, all the pending updates till that moment in time get updated. It's not like only the update which started the 35-day clock gets applied. It's everything that is pending at that very moment. So we apply what is called the last known good build, which has all the updates included at that point of time.
Okay, so then if you're saying if the window starts and another, you know, two updates back up against each other, we can do them at the same time.
That's correct, all at the same time.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's why internally we have been calling it batched updates, because we are batching up all the updates and applying it as a bulk.
That's very smart. Yeah. That would work great for people. So what is that experience like? And actually here, you've got a, before we do that, you've got a slide here that talks about that category.
Yes.
So for the average general virtual machine.
Yeah, they don't need to use this feature. If they are only impacted by reboot, we are already giving control on the rare occurrence that we do have to reboot the virtual machine. This is only intended for really the ultra-sensitive VMs, where you can't tolerate even a blip.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So this is how the experience works. As we were talking, we are giving control for up to 35 days, and the bulk update gets applied whenever the user initiates the update. And then there is a force update. Now, what we have available for this experience are APIs and command line, PowerShell and CLI. We don't yet have the portal. It's coming soon.
Sure.
The way this experience works is like four steps. User has to create a maintenance configuration. Then they have to assign that maintenance configuration to the resource, then check for pending updates and apply the pending update on resource. Sorry, one important point I missed is that this experience is only available for isolated virtual machines as well as Azure dedicated host, in which case the customer owns the host machine. Basically, they are the only customer on that particular host.
I see. So an app service plan is not a good example because that's a virtual machine by which other people would be on it with me.
Yes. So if you are on a shared host with a bunch of other people, you can't control when it gets updated. The idea is if you are an isolated VM like E64i, something like that, where you are like the single VM on the host machine, or if you are a customer of our new offering, which is Azure Dedicated Host, where you are the owner of the host machine and you decide which VMs will go on it, then you can decide when to update it.
Right, which gets to your original point. If you are sensitive to these kinds of blips, then you would have that offering.
Yes, you need to have that offering for getting this kind of control.
Okay,
yeah,
that makes sense. So you set up that maintenance config, which is a declaration of your expectations and what you want. And what does that look like if I were to code that up?
So let me actually jump right into the demo. I'm setting some parameters here.
Okay, so we've got our location, we've got our resource group name, and our host.
Yes, so this host, I will quickly jump to the portal as well. So I have a dedicated host. The name of the dedicated host is my host, and it is inside a host group called my host group, and then it's in East US 2. So what I'm doing here in my demo is I'm setting these input parameters, and the first step is really creating a maintenance configuration. So I will run this command, and here what it is doing is creating the maintenance configuration. It's telling that the maintenance scope is of the type host, and once this maintenance configuration is created, Azure deployment system gets the signal that there is a maintenance configuration to skip the regular updates. And once the maintenance configuration is created, the next step for me is to assign a resource to this maintenance configuration.
Okay.
So in this case, I had an Azure dedicated host. What I'm doing in this step is assigning that Azure dedicated host named my host to the maintenance configuration that I had created earlier. Now, once I do this, the Azure deployment system, whenever we are deploying, as soon as we find a host machine which has a VM which has subscribed to this policy or the maintenance config, we are going to skip that host machine and continue the regular deployment and finish it in our region or cluster. And then as a customer, you decide when it gets updated. So here, because I already had this dedicated host as part of this maintenance configuration, I have some pending updates on it. Usually, it will take a while before any pending update shows up because, as I was saying earlier, most of our updates are zero impact. So in this step, what I'm doing is I'm checking if there are any pending updates on my Azure dedicated host. So let's see. So here is are some interesting things. So as you can see, there is a pending update with the impact duration in second as 9 seconds, and the impact type is freeze. So the experience that the virtual machine will get is there'll be a freeze of 9 seconds when this update is done. And another interesting thing is that there is a not before date. So in the not before date, we are telling what's the max time allowed for people to self-update.
Okay, so not before, that's that window. That's the 35
correct.
Days. Okay.
That is correct.
And I love that you're telling them in seconds, like
yes.
we anticipate. You can
yes.
prep yourself for roughly nine seconds, plus or minus, I'm
yes.
sure.
Yes.
Impact type is freeze. What are some other impact types that I might see?
So we have the impact type as redeploy and reboot as well. So if the update is of type reboot or if it's type redeploy, then it will show up here as well.
Okay.
Yeah. And after checking the pending updates, what I'm doing in this step is applying all the pending updates on my Azure dedicated host. So as you can see, I initiated this command. What it will do is it will initiate the update, and you can see the status as in progress. It will take it depends on the type of update that is pending on the host machine. Depending on the type, it can take anywhere between 10 minutes to up to even 30 minutes in the rare scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
People can check the status of the apply update by mm-hmm. just initiating the commands again.
So AZ maintenance apply update has started that. The update is happening. It's probably already happened and the freeze happened, or does it get scheduled for some time?
It started it, but mm-hmm. within that duration of 10 minutes to 15 minutes, whenever the update finishes,
there will be
a freeze of that 9 seconds during that duration.
Okay.
Yes.
How careful are we? How much warning do we have to have there? Like, it's not right now for 9 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It's sometime in the next few minutes.
Yes.
So 9 seconds.
Yes. So what we are saying is that once you initiate the update,
right.
the update starts happening, but the actual 9 second impact to your VM can be within that duration.
Within the window of the updates.
The,
I see. So
yes.
the update might take some number of minutes.
Yes.
The VM is doing its thing just
yes.
fine.
Yes.
The only time
yes.
in the freeze is a window within a window.
Yes, that's correct.
That's very exciting.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is, in a nutshell, that's about it. So the great thing here is that, as I was saying, we are creating the maintenance configuration and we are assigning resources to it. So you can have just one maintenance configuration, you can assign all your resources to it. And then the interesting thing is that this can all be automated in the maintenance window. So what we have observed is that people have usually monthly maintenance window where they do their app updates or weekly window, whatever the cadence is. So as part of that, they can just issue the apply update command. So all the other things are like a one-time operation where you're creating a maintenance configuration, you are assigning the a resource to the maintenance configuration. But as part of their maintenance window, they can just call the apply update command. If there is no update pending, it will be a no op. But if there is an update pending, it will just apply
the update.
Interesting.
So if they have customers that usually have that maintenance window mm-hmm. can just call apply update
yes.
cleanly.
Yes.
And if they are expecting a maintenance window anyway,
yes.
they can handle this.
Yes.
So this is very exciting because
yes.
they can use this to be informed, they can
yes.
use this to plan,
mm-hmm.
but even better, they can just put it in their existing maintenance
yes.
windows.
And they can forget about then all the other platform updates that are going on because we are not rolling out any update on their host machines, and as part of their regular maintenance window, they're just calling the apply update command. They don't have to worry if there is something pending, not pending. It just gets applied if there's something pending.
Fantastic.
Yes.
So this feature is supported
mm-hmm.
on Azure dedicated hosts, on isolated virtual machines.
Yes, correct.
And they can check out the blog and the documents that we're going to put into
yes,
the show notes, and
yes.
they can learn all about
mm-hmm.
this.
Yes, and one important thing, that this maintenance configuration is also supported across subscriptions and resource group.
Mm.
So you can have very well create your maintenance configuration in one subscription, and then you can use it across your other subscription and everything. It's very flexible.
Fantastic.
Yes.
I am learning all about how to control rebootless platform updates for Azure VMs today on Azure Friday.